Trend number 5, the dawn of the bio-entrepreneur era. Investors are waiting for the next big technological breakthrough, and synthetic biology may be it. Even though scientists have known the structure of DNA since 1953, and they've been splicing genes since 1974, synthetic biology is becoming a practical reality only now because of the dramatic progress that has taken place in gene sequencing and gene synthesis. Gene sequencing is the process of reading the sequence of base pairs from a sample of DNA and storing it in a computer. Gene synthesis involves creating new DNA, typically based on computer-generated instructions. These two largely mechanical steps rely primarily on information technology and microfluidics. Between them lies the real value added in synthetic biology, creating a new and improved genetic sequence, which, when synthesized and inserted into an organism, will deliver better, faster, and cheaper results than the alternatives. Automating the sequencing and synthesis steps has dramatically lowered economic barriers to entering this new industry. To get an idea of how fast things are changing, consider that the price performance of gene sequencing machines has increased by a factor of 100 million over the past 25 years. Today, companies like Illumina and the 454 Technologies division of Roche are developing machines that are cutting the cost of sequencing a genome roughly in half every 11 months. And this is putting in place the kind of platform needed for tomorrow's bio-entrepreneurs to thrive. Obviously, it takes a fairly well-funded laboratory to buy a new $500,000 gene sequencer from a manufacturer. And even buying refurbished machines from a company like Blue Lion Bio and hiring the technicians to operate them is a hefty investment for an entrepreneur without serious venture capital. However, anyone with a budget of $25,000 to $30,000 can have a bacterial genome sequenced and synthesized with modifications by a company like GeneWiz or EurofinDNA.com, ready to insert into a new host cell. So beyond the limited cash to purchase these services, all that's really needed is the scientific expertise to drive the overall project and perform some of the key procedures before sequencing and after synthesis. And with the arrival of predefined biobricks, the design of modified genomes is becoming simpler and quicker all the time. The vast and expanding library of biobricks is maintained by the BioBrick Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded by engineers and scientists from MIT, Harvard, and UC San Francisco. BioBricks are standard sequences of DNA that encode basic biological functions. With them, anyone can program living organisms in the same way that you can program a computer. New England Biolabs is now selling a BioBrick assembly kit, which allows easy assembly of BioBricks to create genetic systems. With it, anyone can become a genetic engineer for the amazing price of $235. And it's truly amazing how fast all of this has occurred. Synthesis of the first gene in a lab was accomplished by an Indian Nobel laureate in 1972. By 2009, Bloomberg was reporting developments at Harvard University that opened the doors to creating synthetic life, man-made organisms, and novel proteins not found in nature. The research was led by George Church, who was a key player in the launch of the Human Genome Project in the 1980s. This led directly to the breakthrough achieved in May 2010 by Craig Venter's company, Synthetic Genomics. Venter's team of researchers announced in the journal Science that they had created the first synthetic self-replicating life form ever created in the lab. Although achievements of this magnitude are still costly, the necessary capabilities are rapidly trickling down to the student level and will soon be available to anyone. Think about the price of a computer or a hard disk in the 1980s when the equipment cost tens of thousands of dollars. Complete sequencing of the first human genome was finally completed in 2003 at a cost of $2.3 billion. By 2009, a company called Complete Genomics began offering human genome sequencing for $5,000. At that time, only about 20 complete human genomes existed. But in 2009 alone, Complete Genomics sequenced over 1,000 more. One of the first applications of this service has been to guide drug companies in developing new therapies to treat such diseases as breast cancer and colon cancer. The presence of certain genes, such as HER2 for breast cancer and KRAS for colon cancer, tell scientists whether or not a patient will respond to a particular drug. At the moment, the sequencing machines that can read an entire human genome cost upwards of $500,000 from manufacturers such as Illumina and Applied Biosystems. This puts the sequencing of human genomes in the equivalent position of mainframe computers in the 1970s. But the biotech revolution is moving much faster than the infotech revolution ever did. For example, while Complete Genomics sequenced 1,000 genomes in 2009, it is on track to sequence 20,000 in 2010. While the U.S. National Human Genome Research Institute paid $50,000 each for human genome sequences, Complete Genomics is doing it for a tenth of that price. And while laboratories using older technology can spend up to $100,000 on costly reagents for sequencing a single human genome, Complete Genomics has reduced that cost to just $1,000. You can see where this is going. To put it another way, the cost of sequencing one base pair within a gene was 1 cent in 2004. By 2006, it was 1/1,000th of that cost. In 2004, a state-of-the-art machine could sequence 1 million bases a day. In 2009, the state-of-the-art machines were sequencing 5 billion bases a day. That's equal to over 1.5 times the complete human genome of about 3 billion base pairs. Looking ahead, it's this combination of cost-effective sequencing and synthesis embedded in companies like GeneWiz, coupled with codified knowledge in the form of biobricks, which has finally set the stage for the dawning of the bio-entrepreneur era. Why is this milestone so crucial? The bioengineering done by big pharma and well-funded biotech startups since the discovery of gene splicing in the 1970s is analogous to the digital computing world inhabited by mainframes from 1950 to the mid-60s. Sequencing the first human genome in 2000 was somewhat analogous to developing Unix and solid-state memory, the underpinnings of the mini-computer revolution. And now, high-speed, low-cost sequencing, coupled with reliable and relatively cheap gene synthesis and libraries of off-the-shelf biobricks, have put biotech at roughly the same stage where Infotech resided just after Intel developed the first true microprocessor in 1971. So it's likely that some obscure biotech grad students will soon fill 21st century roles analogous to those of a young Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Given the rapid advance of this technological revolution, what lies ahead? We offer the following 6 forecasts for your consideration. First, the gene sequencing equipment industry is ripe for disruptive innovation, and investors who place heavy bets on today's market leaders are likely to be disappointed. These disruptive technologies are already in the works. For example, scientists at Boston University announced in nanoletters that they have developed an optically based DNA sequencer that uses nanopores in silicon chips to read molecules with light. This will completely disrupt the third-generation sequencing methods that are being used at the present, undercutting them in cost, speed, and accuracy. Those third-generation methods rely on enzymes, which involve a slow chemical reaction. The nano method moves at the speed of light. It can read 200 bases per second, a rate which will quadruple in the next year. These scientists recently founded the company NobleGen Biosciences to commercialize the method. Second, look for a booming market for products and methods related to biobricks. Any company that targets the garage tinkerer, especially the ones who are now in high school or college age, will do well. Two such companies, already in existence, are Ginkgo Bioworks and New England Biolabs. There will be a flood of new companies in this area. Third, look for venture capital to move into synthetic biology, often from the ground up. With thousands of hobbyists cooking up biological systems at home with cheap components, new devices for doing everything from producing biofuels to killing garden pests will be cropping up. There will be a mad rush, and for a time, it will be difficult to make sense of the free-for-all. But groundbreaking, disruptive technologies are likely to come from this sector. Fourth, nanotech and synthetic biology will merge with information technology to produce new computers that are more powerful than anything seen before. The cheap microprocessors of the 1970s produced a whole generation of engineers who brought us everything from the laptop to the iPhone. The availability of cheap biological components will do the same in this field, only it will build on previous IT experience and be powered by the advent of nanotech components. This will bring about a whole new range of products limited only by the imagination. Fifth, a big biotech bubble will inevitably develop. Investors are naturally overly optimistic and overly enthusiastic. In the time frame of 10 to 15 years, we can expect to see an unrealistic bubble in biotech and synthetic life companies, similar to the vaporware firms of the 1990s. Savvy investors will keep a close watch on unrealistic price-earnings ratios and watch for signs of the bubble bursting and the subsequent painful shakeout. And sixth, serious advances in healthcare and medicine will come from synthetic life. When used in conjunction with stem cell therapies and certain medical devices, synthetic biology offers the most likely path to bending the healthcare cost curve in the right direction. Already, advances in biotechnology are bringing us closer to understanding aging and diseases in ways that will truly change the way people live, as well as how long they will live. It's not out of the realm of possibility to imagine the end of disease as we know it.